From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Total damage assessments for the most destructive week of fires in California history are now topping $1 billion. As Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains, the state released preliminary numbers today based on insurance claims.
State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones says the data surrounding the outbreak of fires in California this month is chilling. He says more than 5,400 homes were destroyed and nearly 4,200 damaged. In addition, there were more than 3,000 vehicles lost, hundreds of commercial properties, and roughly 150 pieces of farm or agricultural equipment.
So this is just the start. As the insurers begin to collect this information, this represents information from the 8 largest insurers that are writing insurance in the area of these fires.
Commissioner Jones says while these numbers are likely among the worst seen in California history, he expects the final tally to be even worse.
I think sadly these numbers are only going to climb, and I think sadly we're only going to see increasing numbers in terms of fatalities as the search and rescue people get into more remote areas that so far they've been unable to reach.
Jones says there are Department of Insurance detectives on the ground in these affected areas to help deter scam artists working to prey on the fire victims. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
According to the National Fire Protection Association, 11 firefighters and non-firefighters died in the U.S. from 2011 to 2015 while fighting fires. This week, a contractor from Missouri died while driving a water tender in Napa County. The NFPA also says there were 68,000 injuries in 2015 suffered while fighting those fires. 1,100 occurred as a result of vehicle accidents. Garrett McInnes owns H2O To Go in Grass Valley. He says he spends weeks training a new driver.
If you've never done it before, the first few times are very exciting. And you really have some self-doubt, like, what am I doing here? Am I in the right spot? But if you do it on a regular basis, fortunately, I'm retired CAL FIRE, so I'm very comfortable in that situation.
He typically hires retired CAL FIRE employees or contractors who drive heavy machinery for Caltrans in the winter. He says CAL FIRE does not help with equipment training, but does require 8 hours of classroom training each year to help contractors communicate with the fire departments during a fire. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.